programming is just a fun little game. It is a back and forth kind of game where you want something and the computer really does not want you to have it for reasons. And the moment you want something extra, the real battle begins. And then once you win, you search for another one, something that will teach you some more and be just as fun. And it all has proper beginnings. Computer programming is a sport for humans, so it's all human-friendly. To get started with programming, you have to get over the initial speed bump. Basically, you have to stick your foot in the door of programming. And to stick your foot in the door means to prepare your computer up to a point where you have a Hello World sample on your screen. It is tradition that a language gives you a Hello World example, and that you are basically self-taught and search the internet for friendly tutorials and tutorial videos. And you really have to get that foot in there. You can't just press Shift Control I and type in console log hello world. You need a code editor and a starter project and a little README that reminds you what to do next time you try to learn something new. I recommend learning JavaScript and using a code editor named Pulsar. I always regret not spending more time with Vim or VI Improved, an old-school editor with fun key combinations. But, you know, in general, I don't like editors that I didn't write myself. But there is never time. Yikes. Once you have your foot in the door and your code editor of choice is blinking at you, a good beginning is just a solid mix of little tutorials for novice programmers. Some people like making games, others may care for animations, and there really is a tutorial for everything. Just to give you an example of someone who is a couple of levels deep into a big game, I sat down to creating a layout manager today. This is the piece of code that makes sure all the buttons in your window are in the correct place. I am creating window-like things for a visual programming language where you connect things with lines. And I like the idea of HBox and VBox, which are containers of buttons and labels and such. The HBox aligns everything horizontally and the VBox vertically. Separately, they are super simple. There is almost no math here. But the trick to make a window or a useful design in general is to nest V-boxes and H-boxes together, one within the other. So a standard window is a V-box where everything is stacked vertically until you get to your menu items or the icon bar. Those are positioned horizontally and neat to be stuffed into an H-box. So you start with a V-box and make a window caption, but then the second item will be an H-box where you start putting in all the menu items like File, Edit, Select, and View. And maybe the next item will be an icon bar for which you will also have to use an H-box. Beneath that will be space exposed by the initial V-box. And maybe down on the bottom, you will have to put in a status bar. Ordinarily, the math for this is nothing. You just add up heights of nested things together. But what caught my attention is dynamic resizing. Not just when the menu, for example, is hidden, but when things just change shape. I am thus not easily able to add numbers. I have to observe them for changes first and try to figure out which numbers I need for what changes. It is easy to recalculate a container when something is added to it, for example. But things go nuts when some container, several layers deep, starts resizing for whatever reason. You don't know dimensions ahead of time. You have to efficiently and recursively observe everything. Sometimes you can bubble things up. Other times you have to look from the top down into the nested nodes. The technology to approach all this is called observables. And the way to handle all the complexity of nested boxes is just to think one layer at a time. Basically, you put yourself in a container like a VBox, and then ask a question about width and height only to the immediate children or immediate nested components, and never worry about what's above you or what's below. You trust in the recursion, because when you ask the immediate components, they will also make the same call to the components that they own. And the same will be true all the way up to the main container, because the very reason you're asking your immediate children is because something is already asking you. It is all really fun. The recursion component is always what gets you. You can never quite put your finger on it, and it always keeps you entertained. The part that makes things really fun, aside from the puzzle solving, is of course the greater picture. Resizable windows mean that I can create sticky notes in my program and then let the users resize them to match the text content. Same goes for the text nodes. Some nodes can be really short, other nodes the text won't matter much, but every once in a while, there's a really important node or window with some really important text, and you really just want to stretch it out to always show all the text. And the greater picture beyond that is a strange and complicated sci-fi retro-futuristic color picker for AI-generated UI kits and website designs. Here, users will be able to drop any number of little spots that sample colors right beneath them. And I might have invented this really interesting way of letting the users move the spots on the screen and creating ports on the side that the user can tap into. See, I don't want to use labels, so I think I'll just end up using the colors that the user is sampling themselves. This will require some getting used to, but it's a neat and interesting way to associate the color sampling component and the actual color output port that can be used elsewhere in the program. I'm sure that creating rows or columns of these little spots will require dynamic window resizing. Yeah, once you get a couple of levels deep into programming, you get into these multi-level puzzles that are quite hard to put down. And it's all a heck of a lot of fun, especially when you make good progress and learn new things that you can use in other places. It's a fantastic feeling, like uncovering new superpowers.